It's been a depressing stretch of games for Flyers fans. Some Flyers fans, if not all, are probably wondering what the heck is going on with the Flyers recently. I too feel the same way that you all do, and we can all understand some losses, right? But recently, the Flyers have not been themselves. Like I said, I can understand losing a game 3-2 or 2-1 and losing some in a row. But come on, you've not only lost 4 games in a row, but one of them you had a 2-goal lead a third of the way done with the game and lost. Then the next game, instead of coming out with fire and some type of energy to win the game, you come out and get slaughtered 7-0. Don't get me wrong, the Flyers are still a good team, and I truly believe they'll turn this around. But we all must be curious what the heck is going on with the Flyers. How did a team, who still currently has the lead for the Eastern Conference, break down so badly that it seems as if they can't even manage to stand on both legs? Okay, so in an attempt to try to explain it, I will relate to you an everyday problem. Have you ever been so comfortable with driving that you kind of forget you are driving and doze off? Then suddenly you realize, oh man, I'm driving, and I could have died. That's what I think is going on with the Flyers right now. They have such a comfortable lead that they fell into a daze of dreams of winning the Stanley Cup hands down easy. Don't get me wrong, I believe the Flyers can very possibly win the Stanley Cup, but when they're playing like this, all I can truly hope is that a game they lost 7-0 has been a regain of consciousness and waking up into reality, because we all know the Flyers are a better team than that. Once again, I know the Flyers will turn this around, but it's a matter of when they'll realize, oh man, I just made a stupid mistake and need to pay attention to what's going on now, not some fantasy of what might happen then. So once again, Flyers fan, and also any others, I sign off to you with a goodbye and go Flyers.